In Majid's neighborhood, and in many others in Iraq, electricity is in short supply. Here, the government provides residents only about 2 hours daily, and most rely on a large neighborhood generator to provide them with enough power so they can cook, wash, and watch television. The 29-year-old Majid has recognized a business opportunity in the power vacuum and has taken a $3,500 loan to purchase a new generator, which he says will provide more than 100 houses in his neighborhood with electricity. Historically a society with a strong merchant class, Iraq's private sector was devastated by decades of mismanagement under Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist Party, sanctions, and conflict. Coupled with the current daily violence, Iraq seems ripe for the help microfinance institutions can offer. Under its umbrella program, known as Izdahar, or Prosperity in Arabic, the U.S. aid agency has invested more than $30 million in Iraq's nascent microfinance industry since Saddam was toppled in 2003. Microfinance loans are usually given to people who would not otherwise qualify for a loan from a regular bank because the amount is too small or they are too poor. But USAID's Greg Howell cautions that such programs are not intended to be a magic cure for Iraq's violence.
In a conflict situation, microfinance is not necessarily a panacea, but it's certainly a way to help promote small business development at the poorest of the poor level.
Magdi Ismail runs a U.S.-based non-governmental organization's office in the northern city of Erbil. He says the goal is not just to help Iraqis in the short term, but to create something that will become self-sustaining and permanent.
Our vision is to build an Iraqi institution to be providing such small loans to the people and to benefit the community.
Loans average between $1,200 and $2,500, but can go as high as $10,000, or in some instances even $25,000. Borrowers can apply for money to make home improvements, to enhance their small businesses, or to buy a taxi or small pickup truck. Despite the security situation, Ismail says the rate of repayment on the loans remains very high.
The repayment rate is 94%. Sometimes, according to the stability and security situation, it doesn't go less than 90%.
The standard interest rate in Iraq is about 15%, and most loans must be repaid within 1 year. Some microfinance critics argue that such high interest rates can eventually make the poor poorer. But the interest rate has not deterred 20-year-old Dilquaz. She owns a small hairdressing salon, which she says desperately needs renovation and new equipment in order to succeed. She says the $1,300 she is borrowing is much more than any of her relatives could have ever loaned her. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。